Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to episode 122. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Gentlemen, how are you?
We're good.
Good.
Nate?
Excellent.
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 You didn't give the fantastic.
Fantastic.
But I'll take the excellent.
That's excellent.
I like good. That. Good.
Yeah. We're a quartet tonight.
We are. Sean, you want to tell the creepies who's in the studio?
Judith.
Our
podcast dog. He's being super, super annoying over here, too, like pawing me and like wanting
like
attention.
A mohawk and staring at me.
Stripe over here.
And why did you name him Jude?
I have no idea. My Beatles fetish. Uh-huh. Everybody's got to have a fetish. Mine is for Beatles.
Poor pup.
I know. Hey, Jude, right?
No, he what's funny is when we recorded at your house, mm-hmm. when we started this, he got, you know, used to me. And then,
remember, he'd break in the... In
yeah,
the,
yeah.
And then,
yeah.
like, he'd be like, your face is wet, Jude. Why are you so wet? It's like he just took a drink and he'd be, like, slobbered all over the place.
And then the last two or three times, man, he's, like, out of here when he sees me.
Psychopath.
Like, well, now he got close and realized that I like pups and I give lovey. So then he's mm-hmm. like, oh, this guy's all right.
You just need bacon in your pockets. That's all you need.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, he's a good boy. Okay. He's like, what am I doing here?
Hates fireworks, though, I can tell you that. Last couple nights have not been fun for him.
So, happy belated 4th of July, babies. Mm-hmm. And last night was not good for our dog, Maggie. Fenway puts up with him. He sleeps, I sit on the recliner, and I, you know, kind of spread my legs out, and he gets in there. Well, then, and he was fine, and Maggie's constantly behind the couch and behind
Mom. Shaking.
Yeah, or no, as long as she, if she was out, she'd be shaking, but she's literally behind the sofa on Amy's side and just laying down like as tight as she can. Mm-hmm. I'm like, has anything ever hit you? Anything ever hurt you? Like, but you know,
just didn't like the noise.
No. And so Fenway, he's like, you know, he's good. He's getting his loveys. He's whatever. And then towards that last hour, they're kind of ramping it up and they were getting louder and more consistent.
Rocket
he was set up. Boy, he's like, looking, you know, and it's like, oh boy. And he is pushing himself close. He could not be any tighter. I'm like, and we were cold because my wife is, you know, for a push, she gets hot when she's scooting around and all that. I'm like, you're freezing me out of here. Mm-hmm. So Fenway and I got our blankets, you know, it's like middle of January. And my goodness, he was under those things, tight as could be. I'm like, bub, it's okay. It's okay. Aww. So he was even scared. That's the first time I've seen him scared of fireworks.
Well, dogs, cats, children, and veterans. It's a rough night for them. I took Judah. I thought there was a little
you
break.
You know what? Sorry to interrupt. But veterans, you're right. Veterans,
It's a rough go for them.
That would be awful.
It's a true story.
That would be awful.
Yeah, I know. And that's what, you know, and I know people are well-intending, and they're having fun with fireworks.
Sure.
I don't mean to. I do feel like an old fuddy-duddy some days.
I am.
Like last night, I was like, I just want to go to bed. Please stop. I don't mind the regular fireworks, but when you have the mortar shells, like Nate likes, that like shake the walls, that's what he like growls at and freaks out about.
Oh, yeah.
But I took
proud
him out just
to be an American.
Exactly, right? Let's blow stuff up. And so, like I said,
how about being proud of to have a job? How about
and go to sleep.
I wish
at 1:30 in the morning.
I wish it could always be on a Friday night or a Saturday night or whenever or nights that you don't have to work the next day.
That's
fine.
That
I'm cool
petition.
With that, right? You know,
the
what
Saturday
I mean?
Night before the 4th,
or just everybody gets the 5th off. Like take the 4th off, take the 5th off, and then we'll be good. You know, whenever that is.
I don't even need the 4th off; just the 5th. That way, you can actually stay up and enjoy them.
That's a good point. I like that idea. So let's
I don't
make
even have to work the next day.
Federal
I just
law.
Get. I just. I'm like to a point. Like it's two a.m. Let's go.
They did go off
go
until
inside,
2 in the morning.
Go inside. Go.
Yep.
That's okay.
Anyway, that's behind.
Anyway, happy Independence Day.
I think
Day
you should have gotten in your car, tracked them down.
Oh, I didn't.
Told them the what's what.
I maybe 4 years ago, I did that. it was 3 or 4 in the morning. 3 or 4. This isn't 1, which is pushing it or way over pushing
screamed
it.
Screamed at somebody.
Oh, my gosh. I drove around, and couldn't find the
throwing stuff
you know what.
Uh-huh.
I was so mad. I was like, come on, guys.
Head out the window listening.
I did. And I flagged down a cop, and he was the one doing it. No. I was like, I got to
find the witching hour for 4th of July is not good. Cause you're, you were pointing out it's the 5th of July by that point.
Yes.
We're not even the 4th of July.
3 or 4 in the
but
morning.
But it'll last
three.
For days, weeks.
So, anyway.
Maybe even into October. Who knows?
Yeah. So, anyway, other than that,
yes.
You know, it was fun. I'll leave the grumpiness alone.
I know. We're just getting older. That's all. We just
I know.
Curmudgeonly.
Yeah. Had a nice lunch today with Mr. Brad Campbell. He works at our church. He is our worship leader.
Mm-hmm.
Young man. He's like 27. I'm like, I remember being 27. Barely. But went to Brew Burger. Had a nice little lunch. And
you told us he's a nice guy.
Nice guy. And he's a hugger.
Shout out to Brad.
So shout out to Brad. He is going to help us with the sound. When we have our live show, so now we don't have to mess with it ourselves.
Will he be turning off sound if we need him to turn off sound like my
just,
mic?
Just yours.
Just, that's what I was afraid of.
He already knows about Sean.
I like Brad.
I said, okay,
what
Brad,
if I get
here,
my hug?
Here's the lowdown. Nate, you keep his mic on. Mine, of course. Sean, no
keep,
go.
Keep your
no,
finger right
no
by
mic
the button.
For him. No mic for him. No, but he said,
don't listen to him, Brad.
He is, yeah, so I'm going to talk to him in a few weeks, give him a little lowdown and what to expect. But, yeah, he's all excited.
Are we paying him a lot of zeros?
He knows there's a lot of zeros.
Good.
At
least he knows.
But, yeah, we had Brew Burger. Oh, boy. It was packed
Brew
today,
Burger's
too.
Good, yeah.
It was
good
busy.
Stuff.
And then all of a sudden, towards the end, the lights just started going out. and Brad goes, oh, mood lighting. And then just went right back on.
I'm oh, like, that's weird.
It was weird.
Hmm. Yeah.
So he's a cheap date, by the way. That was good, but, man. Brew Burger, you can't go wrong with Brew Burger. I'm telling you, I wonder if a Brew Burger is that's a national chain, right?
I think so. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. The Hangover Burger is the best. I love that one. It's the one that has the egg on it. You ever had?
It's the end.
No, the Royal.
No, you're thinking about. No, you're talking about. Wait, oh, Brew Burger.
Brew
I'm
Burger.
Thinking of Brew Link. Sorry.
Yeah,
I got the.
Oh
wrong
yeah,
ones.
There's Brew,
Brew
Link. Bur-
yeah, you're right.
Brew
the
Burger.
The end is right. You because
Red
you just
Robin.
Had that. Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
Red Robin and
Brew
Link
is not,
both
yeah.
have. Yeah, with the egg, they call it the Royale.
Yes,
yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Royal. Whatever. Yeah,
I love those excellent. Kind of burgers.
Yeah, Brew Burger.
You're right, it is the end.
That's what I had.
That's right.
The end.
The end.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a joke somewhere.
I know. I was trying to not get it appropriate.
In the beginning. Anyway, so we are glad the Creepies are joining us. And I am wound up, if you can't tell, because it's recording night.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm. I saw you did.
I strapped on my ninja, my or my Cobra Kai.
Yes.
Headband. Yeah.
That
band
was
name, or whatever.
Yeah.
So good. I'm glad you guys are having a good week so far. It's mm-hmm. Wednesday, and I hope the Creepies are having a good week. You know what time it is, though. You know, we're
it's about that time.
To that time.
Time to get
on me.
Time to get a watch.
Oh, you're ready. Mm-hmm. Nate's ready.
I was telling
you ready.
I always tell Ella when she asks me what time it is. I always tell her it's time to get a watch or a phone.
You don't say. Well, during the recording, it's dad joke time.
No, yeah, it is dad joke time.
So the other day, I farted on my wallet.
What?
What I had what? Some? Huh?
What? What?
And then I had some gas money. So
there you go.
Farted on my wallet, and therefore I got gas money. So that is your dad joke of the show, and you're welcome.
I say
your joke stinks.
You're full of beans, is what I say.
Nate,
what?
Whatever do you mean? yeah. So just try that. You fart on your wallet, and you'll have gas money. So
I wish it was that simple.
I know. Wasn't it? I was like, dang, gone. The other day I was on empty, darn near, pert near.
Pertinier.
And my goodness, it cost me. I have, like, again, I have a 4-cylinder Civic, $37.
Yeah.
I was like,
it's a small fortune.
I'm going back into my grumpy dad.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Gosh darn it, I remember when gas.
Get off my lawn.
I know.
Well, I'll let you fill up my truck.
Oh, yeah. I know. Oh,
140.
$1,000. When we went on vacation, you know, we had to fill it up three or four times. Both ways, and my gosh, a 6-cylinder van, the Honda mm-hmm. Odyssey. Yeah, it was like $65, and I'm. Mm-hmm. But it's vacation, so I'm already dropping money, so might as well give it to the gas pump.
When you get used to a big old diesel truck,
yeah,
and then you
and that's it's more expensive.
Drive a little Camry hybrid.
Yeah,
and you put $40 like, bucks at a time in it. You're like, yeah, I'm fine with that.
I know. Yeah, my wife's van's not cheap, but it's definitely cheaper than 140. That's but awesome. More expensive than 37. So, Anyway, that's the dad joke. Mr. Sean, you want to give the first announcements, please,
sir? Actually do. You were reading my mind over here.
I actually do today.
I do.
I was thinking about it.
We are building a emotional mental health support community, as always. Like I always say, we have the guy time, we have fun, we have the creepy stuff. But the most important thing we do, and we will do this forever and ever and ever, God rest our souls, right? is to make sure that you guys are getting help out there. We need it. You need it. All of family, friends, the whole world needs it. So if you need help, call or text 988 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you may be experiencing. You can also text 741-741. If you think you need professional counseling, please don't be afraid to do so. Also, you can visit stopbullying.gov to help you or someone you know who may be experiencing some sort of bullying. Reach out to our Facebook group, Instagram account, email, or message us for any added support. That is what our Mako family is all about.
Just real quick, going back to the lunch I had with Brad.
Yes.
He was asking about the podcast.
You were thinking about the bullying. Is that
right? Was he bullying you? Yeah, he was. And I was like, here. Okay. As he was talking, I was looking up bully.gov. I was telling him about the he wanted me to tell him again. And he's like, now, what do you guys talk about? He knew what we talked about, but like, what were some of the topics?
On air or off air?
You know, he's like, now, you talk about horror movies? I go, no. I said, we have. I said, but it's just anything scary, paranormal, and creepy. So anyway, and then I said, but the cool thing about our podcast is that we have built between all of our social media groups is the community of, you know, mental health awareness. I said, you know, we'll get a random post or somebody will reach out and need some help, or they'll just say, hey, I love this group. Thank you so much. You know, it helps them through whatever. I'm like, that's the cool thing about it. Mm-hmm. You know, so when you get those, and he thought that was neat. I said, yeah. I said, it's really fun. I said, it's to do the podcast. I said, but it's a little bit deeper than that. Know that if somebody can, for an hour and a half or whatever, escape their problems or their bad day or whatever. So, mm-hmm.
Well, and we do this because it helps us mentally. I mean, it has COVID and after. I mean, it's why we started this, and that we had made the mental health community a cornerstone of it. So,
well, I was sitting at the restaurant, I said, I guarantee, I said, I could, I don't care who it is in this restaurant, I said, I could go up to them and say, you know, we could talk about mental health at some level. That everybody has some type of stress, anxiety, depression, whatever it is. Everybody. There's
right.
not one person, I don't care
100%, right?
What their status is financially or social, whatever. So he thought that was cool. But we're watching this series. Have you heard of Severance?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. So we're...
I've not watched it, but...
It's the season one. There's 9 episodes. We just finished number 6 last night. It's very good.
Christine said she liked it, right? Collier?
Yes.
Did she like it?
And it is one of those where it's like, it's really, really, really well written. Good actors. So this doesn't give anything away. One of the characters is the brother-in-law of, is it Adam Scott? Who's the main actor? I'm trying to drink. He was in Step Brothers. He was that jerk brother. you know who I'm talking about? He comes and he's got the family. They're singing in the car. He's real smug. He's got all the money. What's his name's dad thinks he's great. Adam Scott or Adam.
I can't think of his name.
Yeah, I can't remember.
The dude gets kicked in the face. They knock him down out of the treehouse. He's like, that was awesome.
I can't remember
darn
who
it.
That is.
Oh,
anyway.
One of those moments.
Yep.
I know.
Middle-aged.
Everybody's like, it's. Yeah. So anyway, it's this guy. He's the main character. So his brother-in-law in the series is an author, and it's kind of like a self-help type book that he wrote, and he gave it to him. Anyway. There's a part, so he's reading it, and like he's sitting in the bathroom stall because he doesn't want to be seen or heard that he's reading this book at work. And there's a part about bullying, and he's reading it, and the guy writes bullies. He goes, all bullies are, it's bull with lies. I go, Amy goes, you need to use that for your podcast. I go, I am going to read
Adam Scott.
Adam Scott, yeah. Uh-huh. So bullying is, or bullies are just bull with lies. How about that?
Huh.
How about that?
That's right.
Yeah. So it was funny because Amy goes, I perked up, and she goes, yeah, use that on your podcast. I said, I will.
Now you did.
I did. I said, it's been brought in. So, yeah, don't bully. Don't bully.
Don't do it.
I don't like bullies.
Don't do it.
And please reach out to the group, Instagram, whatever we got, Facebook. So we want to help people. But it does mean a lot to us. And as long as we're helping people and talking about the creepy, I mean, it's a win-win, Sean.
It really is. This is true.
True story.
Thank you for that. Special announcement.
Hashtag truth, and, right?
hashtag truth.
Oh, yeah, I went there.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Hashtag. No.
Now you're just overdoing it.
That's right. Shout outs. Nate, any shout outs? I know you mentioned a few before we restarted recording.
No, I shouted out, but yeah, I don't have any shout
outs. Just shouting at.
Again, it's 741-741 and 988. You can text
shout outs and shout outs.
I might need help with the
different.
Bullying. I am the bullier. Yeah. No.
Says here you can stop bullying.gov. So no shout outs?
No.
Okay.
No, unfortunately.
Okay. Sean, any shout outs? I can't remember.
I saw
said.
Dr. Jackson today. So
Dr. Jackson.
I haven't.
How is Dr. Jackson?
He's been wonderful. He's been really good. Well. He told me that he's like, red caps, I don't ever want to meet him. And I was like,
you're a little.
He said, you know, you guys do cover a lot of really cool stuff. And he goes, but I really enjoyed that. He goes, I don't know.
Yeah.
He goes, it's so obscure. I've never heard of it. And he goes, I bet a lot of people enjoyed that. But yeah, he does not want to meet them. I do not either.
No.
I said they look like they'd be cute little garden
one.
Gnomes. Don't you? But yeah. No.
You want what? No?
You really
a pet one?
You want to pet a red cap?
Yeah. Maybe you gonna, try to feed him a...
You going
to
die.
well, those Eblick elf... You. Elf...
snow caps.
elf cookie. Yeah.
Yeah, you can feed it, like I said. You can feed a red cap a snow cap.
They're a little treehouse.
No, not going to happen. I think they're a little different than the Keebler elf. mean little turds.
Slightly.
But Dr. Jackson's doing good.
Yes, and he did me some good today, and so it was good to see him. It's always good to see him. He's a good friend of mine, and I just appreciate him. So I just wanted to say, shout out.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Don't forget to come to our show, Brian.
That's right. No pressure. Get your tickets now, Dr. Jackson.
He's one of our oldest listeners,
and he has been
young old listener.
Right. Well, I was saying, that's what I mean. And he has been a sponsor.
We appreciate that.
Appreciate it.
So. Yes, we do. Okay, so I have one shout out. This young man, his name is Justin, and he works at the Plainfield BMV.
I thought it was going to be a restaurant. I'm sorry.
No, really not this time. Check this out. He works at the license branch here in town, and he has waited on me both times, and he gives fantastic service. Very professional. I know it's going to be weird, but he's got a card. I talked to him about our podcast. He's like, I just want to get through the day.
I work for the government.
Great guy, and I told him I was going to give him a shout-out, and if he listens to the episode next, told him the week after I record, and you'll hear his name. So nice. Justin at the Plainfield BMB, you did a great job both times. Very professional, very nice.
Awesome.
Knows his stuff and just great customer service. So shout out to Justin.
They do a great job there. I have to joke because
they are rock and roll.
Especially getting mm-hmm. you might have went through this too.
Imagine dealing with the people like us,
Olivia, and getting the temporary permit. Harrison, it felt like forever to be able to get him a temporary permit because we just couldn't quite get all the right paperwork or whatever. And somebody sent a meme that said, you forgot the Declaration of Independence. You know, like you've got to bring literally everything.
Yeah. And be sure you sign that.
The kitchen sink, right? So like, you forgot the Constitution. You know, like, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, they got to do what they got to do.
I know. It's not their fault.
It is rare, though, if you have everything. It's like, gosh, I didn't have to.
I look at him like, am I being punked right now? Nope, I'm not.
Right. No, but yeah, he did a great job. Both times.
We appreciate you, Justin.
Yep. And they got a hard job.
They do. I know. I would not want to do it for sure.
The second day we were in, there was a lady next to us, and she's just not. It wasn't Justin because he was helping me, but man, this lady was just ripping into the agent. I don't know what they're called I felt so bad.
What do you mean? I got to pay for my life.
She's trying to tell them to change the rules. Basically, that's what it is. It's like she was frustrated.
Yeah,
it wasn't their fault. They think. It's like the woman that's sitting there trying to help. Like it's her. She's the one that came up. It's the state of Indiana.
Policies,
it's literally the.
Let's call them angels because that's what they.
I wanted to go.
To put up
lady, you. They're not going to change the rules just for you. It's not her fault. I know that you have to voice it to her, but you can lower your. I mean, calm down. Calm down. So, I should have told her that anyway. Shout out to Justin and the rest of the group. Actually,
that's right.
So special announcement time, and then we'll get on to the fun stuff. Again, reminder, our Keeping It Creepy 2023 live show will be Saturday, October 7th. What's he doing?
I would give him a shout out, but he's being a little jerk over here.
Oh,
like, go see Uncle Todd. He keeps
Come on.
He wants all my attention.
Come here. Our live show will be on Saturday. Here you go.
He can bother you.
October 7th from 5 to 9. It'll be at the Ellis Park train station in Danville, Indiana. Tickets can be purchased for only $15 at the Eventbrite website or app. Fiction author and owner of Anatolian Press, Mr. Micah Campbell, along with paranormal investigator of Hauntings Across America, Miss Erin Egnatz. They'll both be our guests. Hi, Jude. He's like, just keep giving me lovies. They're going to be our special guest. We're going to have some good food, good music, some awesome Mako merch for sale. We'll have some giveaways. So come out for a night of creeped out fun. That is Saturday, October 7th at the Ellis Park train station.
That is going to be so much fun.
And it's coming up. So we're recording, what's today, the 5th? So we're almost 3 months away.
Oh, isn't that wild? That's
so by
really,
the time
really crazy.
The creepies hear this, it will be less than 3 months, right?
And Nate, you said it wouldn't go mm-hmm. fast. You said it wouldn't go
fast. No,
he was wrong.
He goes.
He's like, I don't know.
We got plenty of time.
Tons of time.
He goes, what's your problem?
What's time?
So we do hope people come out and have fun with us. Let's see. We do have our Mako on location scheduled for Saturday. This is exciting, too.
This Saturday?
Saturday. No, I wish, though. But it wouldn't be really...
Oh, I wish to.
Well, it would be worth it. But Saturday, October 21st, mm-hmm. at the year-round, which is nice to say, the fall and Halloween store called Greenwood Happy Haunts. Wow, I'm really struggling. Greenwood Happy Haunts. Our friends Scott and Corey Steenburgen, who own that. They are sweethearts, two of the nicest people we've ever met. So as we get closer, we will let you know the exact times we will be there. That's going to be fun
mm-hmm.
to record at their store around the creepy time, too.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
I love that he's really...
And, of course, they're in Greenwood, Indiana.
Jude is really enjoying your pets, by the way.
Oh, I know.
But as soon as you stop, he's going to take those nails and he's going to go scratch across
the... Nothing different than our pups.
I know.
And he Fenway and Maggie do them.
That reminds
me. He didn't do it to Todd. He did it to me.
He did it to... Oh, man. It's just like, oh, Jude, I got to get your nails trimmed.
Oh, I know. Ours is awful. So come out to Greenwood Happy Haunts. See us out there. We're going to do... some live recording. It's going to be
fun.
And they have a fantastic store.
Awesome
and
people.
Did you see that somebody posted mm-hmm. on our group that they went there?
They did, and that's so
it.
Cool.
And they said Scott and Corey were nice people.
Like, Scott and Corey, they are. They truly are amazing.
Nate, we got to mm-hmm. get you out there. We say it every
Salt
time.
Of the earth people.
I'm not going. They're jerks to me.
Oh.
What?
Scott
what?
And Corey, he did not say that.
No way.
I'm kidding.
All he does is talk about how he's got to get there.
Yep.
Again, it's
as soon as I have a... as soon as I have a moment.
I know.
I was going to say, that's a lack of sleep talking.
That's right.
Yeah.
I know. You'll love the story and you'll love them. And then we have
a
couple more things. Oh, yeah. And then we have a couple more things. We are planning on being at the Boone County Jail Distillery. Mm. That's right. Hopefully sometime in November. We're looking at early November for another on location. And not only are we doing an on location, but whoever comes out, we'll get to take a tour of the jail.
No way.
How about that?
Are you serious? That's awesome.
I wouldn't lie. Have I lied to you guys yet? I asked
never.
You that the other day. So, yeah. So, come out.
Never, ever.
See us. We'll have some giveaways. And then take an official tour of the Boone County Jail Distillery in Lebanon, Indiana. And, of course, when we nail down the exact date and times, we'll let you know. That's going to be fun.
That will be a lot of fun.
Miss Jackie takes care of us. And lastly.
She's awesome as well.
She is. Shout out to Jackie. And then lastly, we also have a possible meet and greet during the spooky season, and we will give details about that as well when we have something set in stone. So basically, these upcoming fall months will be fun, so we hope to see as many people at our events.
We do this because we have so many nice people that we know, and we want to see them. But this is so much fun for us to look forward mm-hmm. to, just like you know, the creepies and people wanting to come see us. But it is. It's a lot of fun for us. So
absolutely.
I'm excited.
It's going to be great.
I'm so excited, and I cannot hide it.
And are you about to lose control?
And I think I like
and
it.
I think Nick likes it.
Nate likes it, too.
And then somebody's going to go, oh,
no.
Yeah.
I was thinking about how many people I will not be happy with when they don't come out to see us.
What?
Oh, I'm going to keep a list.
Man, Nate, you got to get some more sleep. You really do.
No, I'm not bullying people to be there, but
he's a little.
You
bit
are
kind of. Now you're gonna have to call the number.
I don't know what you'd call it, but it's bullying. Okay, so there's the announcements. Now I'm gonna turn over to our man Sean. Sean, yes. What are we gonna talk about?
We are going. If you hear me say "ow, ow" throughout this episode, it is because Jude keeps scratching the heck out of my arm or my leg. So "ow, ow." This is going to be Nate's pick, and this mm-hmm. is a wonderful pick. It is on Wilson Castle.
Hey, Mr. Wilson.
Dennis the Menace comes to mind, yes,
yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Wilson Castle.
Mr. Wilson.
So how about a little foundation, okay, sir?
I might just have that pulled up. Wilson Castle is a 19th century estate located at Proctor in the United States. Oh, I'm sorry, in the U.S. state of Vermont, which, why do they have to say stuff like that? Wikipedia is so weird. So it's in the U.S. and it's in Vermont. That's basically what we say. The house was built in 1885 in a mix of 19th century architectural styles, including Dutch Neo-Renaissance, Scottish Baronial, that sounds made up, Queen Anne, and Romanesque Revival. It is now operated as a house museum and is open late May until October for an admission fee. It is creepy and huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it really is. I want to own it.
$1.3 million to build it.
It's not that
1.3,
bad.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Pennies.
And that was back in 1885.
Can you imagine?
That's a lot of money for back there.
$30 million today. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, it'd be a lot. Yeah, it's a pretty neat place. I never heard of it until you brought it up, Nate. So
mm-hmm. How'd you find it? You were just perusing the internet?
Were you looking for like haunted castles or just... It is interesting when you're looking up something. And then
I don't know. I might have just ideas. Did something generic like haunted places, and I just started compiling a list, and it made the list.
It made the list. I'm glad it did because it's really cool. Mm-hmm. I liked researching this. This here, Proctor says, Wilson Castle has been considered haunted since Cornell Wilson bought it in 1939. The banner recently joined a group of paranormal investigators led by Ghost Hunts USA. I think we've mentioned them before. Could be wrong. At this castle to see what would be discovered. Doug Andy Propes explained the history of the castle and the hauntings. He's been involved with Wilson Castle since he was a child because his parents were friends with the owner and granddaughter of Cornell Wilson, Denise Davin, Devine? I'm not sure. Says, there's two of us running the castle, her and myself, Propes said. Propes acts as the general guide and historian for the castle. Hmm. There you go. By the way, put this on the list, Sean.
Got it. No problem.
Herbert Lee Wilson, he was a pioneer in the AM radio field, built radio stations all over the world. He was looking for a new location to build another station and a summer home for his family. That's when he purchased the estate. Hmm. And the history of Wilson's Castle officially started.
Nice. I liked it. As I lose my voice, sorry. I think it'd be kind of cool to open up radio stations across, own those. What year was that, you said?
1939.
Oh, okay, the same year.
1940s, yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
It's had a ton of people. I mean, this had several owners, which is really crazy. It says from the 1880s until 1939, the property changed hands 16 times. That's a lot of times.
Because
it said it was built by John Johnson. Now, that does sound made up. A physician and his English wife. Planning and construction of the house lasted for nearly 8 years and cost, like you said, $1.3 million. Johnson met his wife in England while studying medicine, and he employed at least two English architects in the design of the house and its 18 outbuildings. It's a lot of buildings. That's what people
say. That's a campus.
Watching the videos, they're like, this place goes on and on and on and on. Johnsons are made in the house only briefly. The castle was repossessed when Mrs. Johnson died, and Dr. Johnson was unable to afford taxes or maintenance. I can't imagine how or why. Antiques and valuables were auctioned off or taken by unpaid employees, and locals began to call the castle Johnson's Folly.
Mm.
Mm. Poor Johnson.
Folly.
John Johnson.
Well, when you folly, you better get up.
That's right.
what you got, Nate?
Herbert Wilson, he retired, rank of colonel.
And his painting is, or photograph or something, is still in the house, right? Because I remember seeing that on several of the videos.
But he retired to the castle in 1962 and opened it for tours. He passed away in 1981 at the age of 82 and left the estate to his daughter Blossom. And I'm not even going to try to pronounce the last name.
Come on, try.
Ladebouche.
Well, that's Blossom Ladebouche.
Mm-hmm. Blossom passed away in 2010, and currently her daughter, Denise Devine, is the owner-operator.
That's right. That's a lot easier to say.
And her laugh track.
Yes. Devine's much easier.
Says here, Wilson never wanted the public to think the castle is haunted. But according to Propes, he had a Catholic priest bless the castle every spring.
Oh.
Wonder why.
I don't know.
It needed it.
It says, excuse me, yeah, Probst noted that every haunted location is different, but the interesting thing about Wilson Castle is that nothing evil or demonic is here. He said nothing tragic happened. It says the castle has 6 or 7 frequent flyers that haunt the 32 rooms, but a portal in an upstairs closet allows for other spirits to flow in and out of the castle as they please.
I was watching that too. That portal, rooms. It's a closet, and they say it's exponentially colder in there. And they were having them stand in there with, you know, cameras and everything and describe what it felt like. And they said, it's the portal closet. And then they had a little, one of those monitors going off, and they said, our monitor has never, like, it's got all the different colors, and each of the colors means something, but it was going basically ape, you know what? And they said, this has never had this much activity before, and they couldn't get it to stop doing it, you know? And so it was just wild, but they had several rooms. I loved watching the videos on this. Was so much fun. It's fun to watch paranormal investigations in a lot of these places, but people had the most fun in this place because it was super spooky, and they helped you to feel like you were there.
And it's huge.
And then they did an Ouija board session, and it was the same thing. It was so much like activity, and they kept getting like the message. What was the one that kept coming through? Mama, like, who's with us? It's Mama, and it just kept saying like Mama and spelling out Mama, and it was just like, so it's very, very active. But like you said, it doesn't seem to have any kind of like. One of the rooms, I know one of the investigators was like, I just keep getting drawn back to this bedroom. It's really, really like comforting. But it would have like this chest that had a newspaper from when Adolf Hitler was, you know, basically proclaimed dead. It was like May 1945. But it just like, so all this like creepy stuff, you know, they were in a closet and I'm like, what the heck is this? And they turned around. It was a human skull. And I'm like, oh, that's creepy. Nice. But so all this like paraphernalia that's throughout this thing, there's a coffin in one room and it's just like all this like wild stuff.
What's weird about that? Don't you guys have a coffin?
Nothing's weird about that. Yeah. Nothing at all. I mean, nothing.
It's also, riddled with secret compartments and hidden shelves and stuff in the study. And Colonel Wilson would hide valuables that his family didn't even know about in these compartments. And then it's rumored that there's an entire passageway that is hidden in the castle, but nobody has found it yet.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I heard he's quoted saying, put the candle back.
I love that reference. You know I do.
I know. That would be fun to find. Hidden tunnel.
This is very obscure, but I showed this to Nate yesterday. There was a young picture of Gene Wilder, and it said, young Gene Wilder looked like Nicolas Cage. And Nate's like, really? And so I showed him. He's like, I'll be darned. So look up.
Really?
Young Gene Wilder. He looks like Nicolas Cage.
I like both actors.
One would never think, though. Think that. You all right? It wasn't Jude this time.
My chair leg hit the vent.
Ouch.
Scared me to death. I will say that Probst said, it's not like you're going to be scared out the door. He said, but they will play tricks on you. Tricks, eh?
They're tricksters. There's so much to this. It's set on, I knew it was a lot of acreage, but it's 115 acres.
I would hope.
Of grounds. The house contains 32 rooms, 3 stories. Its facade is built of English brick and French marble in a fanciful architecture with 19 promontory arches, 84 stained glass windows. That's a lot of stained glass. 2 turrets, a popper pet, and a balcony. Its interior includes 13 fireplaces. That's a lot. Finished with imported tiles and bronze. We have one, yeah. We don't have that. Furnishings include Asian and European antiques, statuary, Chinese scrolls. Wow, that's amazing. Hmm. And Oriental rugs. The property also has a large orangery, greenhouse or conservatory, and an aviary. It's got everything. And a castle.
You said something.
And a partridge and a pear tree.
I guess. You said how many acres?
113?
Because if you're looking at, multiple buildings and, it's better have a lot of space. Yeah, 32, or no, you said 19 or something. Fireplaces.
115 acres, sorry.
115 acres.
And the fireplaces was 13.
We have like one.
Lucky number 13, right?
Probst says guests have reported hearing voices in the distance and music being played. Says during this particular investigation, it was confirmed by several of the investigators that they reported hearing music coming from different floors of the castle. The castle's, I don't think you said the square footage. 13,131 square feet. Wow. So a little over 13,000.
It's like a little baby house.
It's a cottage. Baby. It's a little baby house.
It's a little baby. Yeah, there's spirits that have come through saying that they are buried in the basement.
Oh,
and
great.
And with the help of some famous YouTubers, they're hoping to get the funds to be able to dig up the basement and see if it's worth, if it's true, and to bring peace to that person.
So did you, I have like three or four websites, and I did some good research on that, but I never watched a video. I didn't quite have the time. Did you see anything about the basement? Like, I'd hate for them to ruin it, or is it something like they could just kind of...
It may be a dirt floor.
Yeah, basement. I hope. I mean, it'd be kind of nice or neat to know this stuff, but I don't want the place to be damaged just to find out that, you know, I guess it'd be worth it if there was something there, but...
There's only
I don't want to destroy it.
Only one confirmed death on the premises, and multiple mysterious disappearances. Rumors that their bodies are buried on the property somewhere.
So Probst said there was nothing tragic. It's not like anybody got murdered or anything, or anybody, but the one death. Hopefully, it was just natural causes, old age or something. Hopefully, that's the case. Interesting. Yeah, did you see anything about the basement, Sean, though?
I did not. I saw that there's that, like I said, that casket that sits in one of the rooms. They said that several, like when you would die, that's where the several bodies laid there, and I don't know if in state or whatever you call it, when it's just families or friends or whoever died. But they said several bodies have been laid there. So I thought that was so strange because I kept seeing these pictures of the casket. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what in the world is that casket for? But they actually did, if they functionally did use it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, good for them. It's functional, right?
That's right.
One of our favorite type of entities is found, or that Probst, he has personally experienced shadow people under the stairs.
Ooh.
I know we referenced, but one of my favorite movies is People Under the Stairs.
Oh, yeah.
Classic. Ving Rhames. He said while he was washing his hands in the bathroom sink, he looked up into the mirror and saw a shadow move across the doorway.
Oh, that's awesome.
He is quote saying it was clearer than anything because it was not in my peripheral vision. It was behind me. He said he yelled so loud that the tour group in the other room could hear him. That's kind of funny. So, hey.
Yeah, they claim that they have so much paranormal activity because there's obviously the portal upstairs in the closet, but then... They claim there's a vortex, too, so it allows the spirits to come and go as they want.
Okay.
It's like a vacation home for the spirits.
Nice. I remember the vortex at Kings Island. I used to ride that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they finally tore it out.
They finally did close it down.
Yeah, one of my first roller coasters. Anyway, a vortex. So what do we know about a vortex in the paranormal world? What is that? It's just a way of, I can't, like, coming and going. Right, or is it?
That out in Whisperer's Estate. Remember?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, it's nothing you can see. It's just something that is.
Here's that casket that's by one of the stained glass.
Oh, yeah,
that's the one pretty, I kept seeing. It is beautiful.
Not the coffin,
but they said that several bodies were in this
Dracula's
casket, doesn't it? And it's right by that beautiful. I mean, it is pretty though.
And what'd you say? You said there's a.
As a werewolf, like a statue of a werewolf. That was scary.
Like,
you're doing an investigation, you come into that room. I think it moves to different rooms. I saw it in different places, but it's a statue of a werewolf.
So who's moving it? Like, are they moving in?
I assume they do it for fun or whatever. But I saw it in a couple different rooms.
That was
but it's by the window there.
If
but
you didn't expect that?
Like, by a doorway.
Outside, even.
Can you imagine how scary that would be? That's like Wolfie at Greenwood Happy Haunts.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. He always greets you. That's funny, though, actually, having that, that werewolf. Oh my gosh! I lost my train of thought. You guys have anything? I'm
toot toot.
Throwing a blank.
Here's a story.
Do tell.
Some investigators, a group of women, were staying overnight in Sarah's room, bedroom. The next morning, they thanked Probst for keeping the heat on. They heard the furnace kick on in the basement and felt the hot air coming out of the grate by the wall. Probst said, "There is no furnace."
Oh, that's wild.
But you're welcome anyway.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. No furnace.
Huh. Wow.
That's, I would love to see the reaction. Like, oh, really?
Okay. Jaws on the floor.
Wow. Okay. That's good to know. Probst is also, he shared his least favorite area of the house. He said it's the third floor hallway where a figure is known to peek its head around the corner. The hallway itself has a shift in energy from the rest of the area. He said, adding, I do not like it at night. Also, the servants' bedrooms are also believed to have a more sinister energy than the rest of the castle. Probst showed a photo of a ghost child standing behind someone in the mirror.
Oh, man.
He said, you know what sells me on this? He says, frickin' photo. Look at the reflection of his socks on the floor, he said. And he was right. The ghost is reflected in the mirror and on the hardwood floor. Interesting. So, sinister. That's a great word.
I think at one point in one of the videos, they talked about that somebody bought it. I mean, it's a huge place. We've talked about that already. But it's like $5,000, something crazy like that. Like it was super cheap, you know, and like it originally cost, you know, millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And then you turn around and buy it for $5,000. I mean, that's how bad a shape it's been in at times.
Mm-hmm.
This is a review. It says, who would ever think that tucked away outside Rutland, there is an elaborate home? It seems the castle was doomed from the start. Bad materials in the original owner's worse marriage. But it is hanging on. It is hard to know what direction restoration should take, but it was encouraging to see work happening. Make the effort to get past the rough driveway. Apparently it was a rough driveway. The views from the patio and architectural details are worth the trip. So this person, this was back in 2020 that they were saying. So, and I think some restoration has happened since then. So, but yeah, people are, it is amazing to see though. You can see the age of it. I mean, it definitely has some age, but it's still very regal and it looks like it stands very strong.
Mm-hmm. They made houses back then. To
Vermont.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you guys ever been to the East Coast like that, like in the Rhode Island, like the New England area, Vermont, Delaware?
No, I haven't. I've been wanting
Amy to, and I want to. We want to take a trip just ourselves sometime, and I heard that's just awesome.
We had a trip scheduled and ready to go to Boston, and COVID hit.
Oh, that's right. I remember you saying that.
Yeah. Took away that nice little vacation from us.
We've heard two or three friends of ours, they've done that as a couple. He used to be the adult minister, and he was, I guess, when my wife was at the, you know, during the her teenage years, he was the high school or middle school minister. He and his wife, about four or five years ago, they flew into Boston, and then they rented a car, and man, they drove through Vermont, Delaware, Rhode Island, you know, and they said it's just amazing. He's like, it's one of those trips you got to take.
Yeah,
yeah. And then another guy, they're older, but they, I think for their anniversary, they flew it, same thing, and they stayed in Delaware for most of it. He said it's just amazing. It was in the fall, so all the trees, you know, just beautiful landscape. So we definitely want to do that East Coast trip, that New England
trip. Oh, for sure. So much history there,
and
too.
You know, I kind of want to do it maybe during baseball season, catch a Red Sox game. Oh, I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Just maybe. Right?
Throwing that out there.
Nate, that's what I do. I just throw it out there. I just, you know. I already got tickets. No, it says investigators led by Jackie Kurt of this Ghost Hunts USA, they spent time in Sarah's room. It was never confirmed that the group spoke with Sarah, but the group had a new finding. One of the investigators' last names came through the device Kurt was using. Then the participant's grandmother's name came through. The investigator ended the session in tears. For the investigation, Kurt brought several investigative tools like pendulums, dowsing rods. Participants exchanged stories of how they spoke to Sarah or other spirits, like a ghost named Christopher, who happened to be in the Navy. And then also it said, usually the third story of the castle is blocked off from visitors, but the group was able to access it. Kurt brought motion-activated lights and flashlights to facilitate communication with the spirits. Participants asked questions as the flashlights turned on and off, seemingly by themselves.
All these reviews I keep reading are really cool because everybody talks about how beautiful it is, how ornate it is, how much history there is. Mm-hmm. The views are beautiful. And they talk about how if you're brave enough to stay overnight, because it's like a lot of these places that we look at, especially the hospitals and the sanatoriums. But this type of castle, it is like it gets, and from the videos I watched, super spooky. I mean, mm-hmm. they were like, even the paranormal investigators, and they do this stuff all the time. Some of them were totally creeped out by it in this place. So I encourage people to look at some of these videos too and watch them, because it is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And the other thing is they were showing some that how they, you know, they go through and they talk about how, like,
you know, watch these videos and see if you guys can capture anything. Because sometimes you see little things that you don't realize when you're videotaping or pick up, you know, obviously they do the EVP sounds and all that kind of stuff. And I think that's really interesting when they go back and listen and like, oh my gosh, I didn't even hear that, or I didn't see that, didn't sense that. But I think that's really cool when you have more than just those paranormal investigators' eyes. Yeah. You see have all these people, and you get to be part of that investigation. I think that to me is really fun.
Mm-hmm.
This was one I really enjoyed looking into this place.
Yeah, I saw pictures. I just never watched any videos or listened to any. I usually try to, but and get around to it. So
a lot of places I do at least a little bit or a couple, but this one, like I said, there are a lot of good ones out there.
I'll have to kind of go back and look at some videos. Yeah. You're talking about reviews. This one is on, what is it? TripAdvisor. One person said, and these are all 2022, fall of 2022. So pretty recent, five stars. The best, hands down, interactive tour I have ever been on. A must do and see. Someone else said, wonderful down-to-earth people sharing their world with others in the effort to restore the castle to its former glory. Someone just said, a beautiful castle in Vermont. And this person said, and if you are brave enough, stay overnight and you might be lucky enough to capture some paranormal activity. All five stars. So, yeah, they've got good things to say about the place and the owners. And that helps, too, when you have people that want to share what they've got, and mm-hmm. yeah, they're you know, welcoming, so that's cool.
I thought it was funny that original Wilson that bought it in 39, what was the Admiral Colonel or whatever, mm-hmm. The Wilson family doesn't want or didn't want people to think that the place was haunted or that had any evil to it, but they do say some of those videos talked about him making up some stories about that, you know, just make it sound more fanciful because he did want like this place to stick in people's minds. So I think there was kind of that balance between not wanting it to have like a negative connotation, but for people to be like, oh, I heard this story. Mm. And they say some of that came from him just telling tall tales about, and then that also leads into some of those like secret places that he mm-hmm. had. Mm. So they say he was kind of an interesting guy, but he's very proud of the place.
I bet. He should be.
As he should be. Yeah, definitely.
Said, it's embedded with residual energy. Seems to be in every room and wherever you venture off to. You are constantly followed by these unseen residents of the castle.
Nice.
A woman's voice cries and groans. They have been heard coming from upstairs. Many ghost hunters have seen the reflection of a woman wearing a black mourning dress in the mirror. Which we've touched on a lot of that already, but
no,
yeah. Items move on their own. Apparitions have been sighted. Disembodied voices coming from empty rooms, doors closing, cold spots, and much more.
Nice. So, it's yeah, got it all.
Has everything, yeah. Other than the evil demonic entity, which I'm fine with.
Yeah.
Yeah, no good.
Well, to say the one of the blacks. Floors, though, seems more sinister, but
yeah,
because mm-hmm. he said, well, it doesn't seem.
But there's demonic, a draw to it, too, even with that kind of energy. They said it was like a inviting energy.
Well, but contradicts himself. I'm not trying to bag on the guy, but he said it doesn't seem anything demonic. But then he says, but there's something more sinister. So it's like, well,
that's why we have to visit and find out for ourselves, right?
Maybe. OK, well, I guess you can be anything can be sinister. Doesn't mean it's demonic, but true. It might that's be true. Just more, you know.
Well, if there's a trickster, personality. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be sinister.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so, yeah.
I hope not.
This is in Vermont. This is. It says it lies in the heart of the Green Mountains, which I've never heard of the Green Mountains before, but apparently it does.
Are they green?
They are apparently green. Are they mountains? I would imagine so. They're beautiful. Vermont.
The brown hills. Oh.
At least the pictures I saw surrounding this are beautiful green. It says the castle being very ornate, it stands as a monument to the heritage of the past of this area, which is very cool. Probably leads to some Indian burial grounds is what I'm going to say. I'm just going to assume.
Yeah, everything leads to the Indian burial ground.
I didn't see that. I didn't hear it. I just assume it.
Right. All right. Yeah, I this place is cool and it's got a lot of good history and a lot of paranormal stories. This was a great choice. I think I would stay. I definitely would spend the night. Like I said, I spend the night most of these places. Now, by the way, Mr. Nate Laux, if that's your real name.
Sometimes.
I listened to the episode that I was not on during when I was on vacation, and Nate said, oh, is this a place that Ty would spend? I mean, he says he said he would, but
was that?
I was like,
no
oh,
pimming.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no pimming. No pimming sanatorium. Or was it a sanatorium? Or
it was a sanatorium. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I chuckled at that. I was like, he did maybe say, not everyone
he did
but,
say that.
This place definitely would. I definitely yeah. would love to spend that yeah. here. Yeah.
I do. I love the pictures of it. I mean, inside, outside, it's just, I mean, like you can scroll through like beautiful staircases, eagle statues outside,
beautiful.
The stained glass, the coffin.
I love turrets. I love
right,
turrets.
The
on
eagle
those houses.
Is so cool, isn't it? I mean, like there's some really neat statues out there.
Look at that woodwork.
I mean, it's just, you see that, Nate?
I want to add a turret to our house.
It's well, absolutely. Balconies, turrets. Yeah.
I love turrets.
Parsonage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, partridge in a pear tree. I don't know. I've got.
I want to think of parsonage.
I'm making stuff up now.
Oh, might as
it's
well.
It's for the annual blessing, right?
Every spring, every March. Oh, we'll so do it cool. around my birthday. Yeah, that was a good. That was a good choice. Do you guys have anything else? I mean, I'm kind of out of stories. Right
no,
now.
I think that's pretty much the highlights of this place.
13.
About the only thing left is to go and do an investigation.
We have to do it. Absolutely. Do a live show there, right? On location, mm-hmm. something.
With the coffin.
Oh, with the coffin. Would you lie down in the coffin?
I would.
I would, yeah. I mean,
we laid in that, those, Waverly Hills laid in the
morgue.
The drawers. Morgue. Yeah, the drawers in.
That was really interesting to get out. Getting in wasn't easy, but it was a lot easier than
all fun and
out.
Games. So we're like, why are we lying down where dead bodies were at?
I came across, because you know, I got a bunch of pictures. And I'm like, I'm going to look back at those. And I forgot we had done that. And I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, there we are. There's our legs. Yeah. Yeah, it'd be a fun place to check out. Maybe when Amy and I, not that we can as a group, but maybe Amy and I go on our East Coast trip. Well, mm-hmm. I'll check out the Wilson Castle. I think she'd love
Mr.
it. Actually.
Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Wilson. And we'll spend the night.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, just the history of it and mm-hmm. architecture's cool.
Oh, I know.
And
that, yeah.
I mean, just like the Indiana State Sanatorium. I mean, yeah. You go over there. It, I mean, just seeing the buildings is fun in itself.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Real people live mm-hmm. there, and yeah. But not. Well, I guess they did live there at the sanatorium.
And a lot of hands, like it changed.
A lot
hands,
of people
on
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but it did, even just looking at the pictures, I think it would be a whole nother level to be there. But just looking at the pictures, you can, it just oozes history.
Well, these type of places, not the, yeah, even if it didn't have any paranormal mm-hmm. aspect whatsoever, just walking through it, just, yeah, the history and just the architecture. It's neat to see how they built mm-hmm. houses and mansions back then, or castles in this case.
My feeling is if places out there that we look up don't have any paranormal history, it's just that it hasn't been looked at deep enough, right? We haven't had.
That's
haven't
probably
had,
true.
You know what I mean? Truly.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that before. They're like, yeah. I find most places would have something when it's that old. And
Jenna pointed out to me a guy that she works with, John. We talked about John before. He went up to.
Oh yeah, John. He doesn't listen.
He's
yeah,
a whatever, right, John. Exactly. Come on, John, listen. He's a physical therapist, but his side job, he has a job. He is a safety inspector for IndyCar racing, and so he goes to the races and they fly him like private jets or whatever. He went to Detroit and he said, "Hey, have Sean and the guys look at this." I don't know why he needs to listen, right? It is an old, it's a abandoned, what, airport up there in Detroit. You might know a little bit more about Detroit, but it's really spooky. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. Look at all the pictures. Not one haunted story. And that's what my feeling was. Jenna's like, how could this not be? It's so spooky. And it was a great idea. Mm-hmm. I told her, I said, it's probably just not been looked at close enough, in my opinion, because it had this as old as, I think it was made in, or built in 1903 or something like that. Mm. So it definitely has a history, but we need to go there and start drumming up some stories is what we need to do.
We're just going to make up stories.
Make up stuff.
By the way.
We're going to walk in this hangar and you go over there and throw a wrench.
We'll get it on. By the way, did you guys see my post on Facebook last week when I hadn't left for work yet, but I was in the kitchen by myself. Kids are in bed sleeping.
Yeah.
Amy's
yeah,
in the...
posting this
on the couch, and so I was getting her coffee or something. Anyway, I had a cup, that's how I filled the Keurig with, sitting flat. It wasn't leaning against anything. Went and I turned my back to do something, and I hear something fall over, and it's the cup fell over. Like, there's no,
yes,
I mean, this
you did
is
post that
8
yep.
in the morning, whatever it was. I'm like, that's freaky. I'm like, and even if it was leaning, mm-hmm. I mean, but it wasn't, it was literally flat. And I thought, how in the heck did it do that? There's nothing blowing through. There's no, like I said, no. The dogs weren't in there. The kids weren't in there. They weren't even awake. Amy wasn't in there, just myself. And that cup tipped over and just was rolling back and forth. And I'm like, okay. So I told Amy, she goes, huh. I was like, I'm just telling you.
It's pretty wild. Mm-hmm.
So when stuff like that happens. So, yeah, I just wanted to mention that.
Well, it's like Rachel sending me the video of our fan mm-hmm. that wasn't on but rotating backwards.
Oh, mm-hmm. just That's after right. Sam passed away. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I was like, holy cow. We might have. Yeah. Well, and in our house, the people that owned it before us, so it sat empty. It was a HUD home. And the people that owned our house before, they weren't married. There was boyfriend, girlfriend. He got killed in a motorcycle accident.
Ooh.
And then she couldn't keep the house, you know, without his income and all that. So she had to
let it
go back to
it. Got haunted.
And I'm like, you know, I always thought about that. I'm like, what a sad story. But I'm like, and we haven't had it much, but I'm like, you never know. I don't know. It freaked me out.
Are you saying we need to do an investigation?
I was like, this was great. I'm like, it literally tipped over, huh?
Get the Ouija board out.
Okay. Come on, Aaron. Let's go. We'll get Christina Westerveld out there. Right. Aaron Ignatz. All right.
So this, to clarify that Michigan Central State, which look at it, it does look very creepy, right? It is actually it's an old railway station.
Okay.
Not, and it was
very stony.
Yeah, very stony, but it looks very spooky. It was actually 1913 that it was made.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Or created. And it was the tallest railway station in the world. And then
really?
And the last Amway or Amtrak, sorry, not Amway. Gosh, Amway said that's protein powder and all that. Amtrak, soap, right? Amtrak train pulled out in 1988, so that's the last time it was used. But yeah, so
75 years. Huh.
Yeah. So anyway, but not a haunted story to
not a haunted to story
not
to be
to speak of.
Well, I tell you,
ridiculous. But anyway, at least people are out there trying, right?
Yeah, that's right. Thanks a lot, John.
John, who does
I'm
not
just
listen.
Gonna be hard on John.
That is your real name.
Until he listens,
exactly, right? Nate. I don't think it's his real name. I think it's
John, who we will not speak of anymore.
That's right. He's dead to me.
Until the next time.
Good story. I hope the creepies enjoyed that.
Absolutely.
About the Wilson Castle. Now, coming off of that,
yes.
Sean, what do you have for us?
I have a middle-aged moment that I've worked on. You guys are going to love this. I'm going to make you guess this one. Van Halen tells listeners to seize the day in what Sammy Hagar described as his best lyrics for the band. And it's famous for the music video reflecting on the events that were occurring at the time, both within the band and out in the world around them. Do you know what song this is?
Right Now.
Right That's Now. You're absolutely correct, both of you. So, but
are you going to tell us Right Now?
I'm going to tell you right now. All right. Are you ready? Oh, Sammy. I love Sammy Hagar.
It's a great song.
I do. I love Van Halen, too. I know that's Nate's favorite. So,
mm-hmm. Never heard of him.
Don't want to wait till tomorrow. Why put it off another day? One by one, little problems build up and stand in our way. You're going to sing this, aren't you?
It's Nate's in my going. Head, yes.
I know.
One step ahead, one step behind it. Now you got to run to get even. Make future plans or dream about yesterday. Hey, come on, turn this thing around. Right now, go for it, Nate. It's your tomorrow. Right now, come on, it's everything. Right now, catch that magic moment and do it right. Here and now. It means everything. Right. Miss the beat, you lose the rhythm. I love that part. And nothing falls into place. No, only missed by a fraction. Slipped a little off your pace. Oh, the more things you get, the more things you want. Just trading one for another. Or one for the other, excuse me. Working so hard to make it easy. Oh, or whoa, got to turn. Come on, turn this thing around. Right now, hey. It's your tomorrow. Right now. Come on. It's everything. Right now. Catch that magic moment. Do it right here and now. It's enlightening. Right now. What are you waiting for? Oh, yeah. Right now. So it goes on and on and on.
I
Our
can't
favorite
hit
parts.
Those notes.
You can't do it? Right now. I shouldn't even try.
I can hit the notes, but not as powerful as Sammy does.
Oh, heck no. Oh, I love Sammy Hagar.
I'm really telling you right now, Michael Anthony has one of the best backup.
Oh, yeah.
Like he makes the vocals.
Yeah.
He's his voice is so different and mm-hmm. powerful. Yeah.
His is very high, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Playing that bass. But that's a good song. That's a great song.
Nice.
Actually. Yeah. And I'm one of those where I like Roth, and I saw them in concert live 2007 with two friends, Jeff, and then another friend of ours. That was when, of course, Michael Anthony wasn't with the group, so it was
Wolfgang.
Thank you. He was playing bass, and then, but I've always liked Sammy too, as in Van Halen. I know mm-hmm. people are.
I saw him when they got forward. Back with Sammy, and did a tour.
What year would that have been?
Can't remember.
I don't remember.
They got back with Sammy before they got back with David.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yep. Yeah, because this was 2007 at was Banker's Life.
So yeah, it might have been like 2005 or something.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, I like Van Halen with both singers. So
I love that I brought up all this nostalgia for you too. I really,
yeah.
Love me some Van Halen.
Yeah.
Van Halen run.
Good song. Great middle-aged moment. Now, coming off of that, Sean.
I how about agree. The second?
Do you?
I'll say it in a nice way. I pee excellence. Right.
I mean, excellence. To be honest with you, I get up, I pee. Yeah.
Anyway. I urinate, right? Excellence. The second part of the announcements, we want you to follow us on all social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter. You can email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Catch our weekly Tuesday Terror videos on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. We are on all podcast listening apps. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Give us a 5-star rating and review. Leave a review if the app allows. Share the podcast with friends, family, coworkers, and anyone you can. We sell merch of all kinds, so go get you some. We offer many types of show sponsorship opportunities for individuals and businesses. It's another way for you to support us. Get your name mentioned and or business promoted. The sponsorship money goes right back into the show for merch giveaways, future on locations, live shows, etc. Please email us, reach out to one of us, or message us on Instagram for more information.
Sean. Very good.
Sean.
That's what I'm going to give you. Very good.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I tried very hard.
I like that. Hey,
don't mess it up. Don't mess
I'm
it up.
I'm glad you
liked
what you
did. I like that. I like what I did. Yeah. I like what I've done there.
In that. Yeah.
You guys on the floor, you did a good job, too.
Good job. I love that. Mr. Nate, do you have for us, sir?
Hey, Mr. Wilson. That's a wrap.
Ooh, he capitalized on that. Excellent. Excellent, that's a wrap, Nate.
Mm-hmm.
You, too. Good job on that wrap.
You, too.
And you know what? We want to thank you, Creepies. You know what? They're excellent.
Aren't, I was going to say, I don't know what, but excellent. I know when, I know how, I know who. Bless you.
I have exercised the demons.
You have exercised the demons. So we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to episode 122. And until next time, Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.